this toy take place? Many, many, many years from now. Anybody have a personal robot? Own Dimity, live in sky. It was rainy, beauty morning in September. Una and her personal robot Bud are hurrying on the street to college.
Oh, Bud, even though it's raining and I'm late, I reckon it's going to be a brilliant day.
I hope that you will not get in trouble with your teacher again, Luna.
Nah, Bud. It's going to be fine, but I did forget my lunch. Silly me. I guess I can get some on the way.
That is a good idea, Luna. By the way, what are you doing at college today? Do your teacher have anything fun planned?
I've got my medical and beauty exams. All the other students are really annoyed about it, but not me. I know I'll pass for sure.
That is a good attitude, Luna. Hey, that store over there is open. You can buy your lunch there.
Good idea. Thanks, Bud.
Huda, enter a tall and fine Neil Teal. Ecstatic to canter, pray and leave the tour. It's too raining. To make matters worse, Bud is missing.
Bud? Bud? Where are you, Bud? Oh, Bud.
Bud is nowhere to be seen. Luna figures that Bud gone on an outer as not to get in trouble with his ditches. Luna continues to college, where it is his wife to meet her friend Fredo.
Hey, Fredo. Have you seen Bud? Oh, I hope he hasn't run off.
Sorry, Luna. I haven't seen him.
Then he really is missing. Has he been stolen by the thief?
Calm down, Luna. Run hasn't been stolen. He always wanders off whenever we hear music.
Thanks, Fredo. Oh, man. I wonder where he is.
Would you like me come with you? I can help you find Bud.
Yes, that would be nice. Thank you.
Hey, why don't you try the tracker, Luna? It should tell you where he is. That way we'll find him in no time.
Right, right. I forgot about that. Activating the tracker now. Oh, it's not working, Fredo.
He might be out of range. Just try again.
Nope. Nothing. This is hopeless. Hang on, Fredo. I've got to take this. Hello?
Hi, Luna. You know that you're late for your exams, right? The other students have already started.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, Professor. I was on my way, but my robot friend has gone and disappeared on me. I've got to find him.
Your robot friend? Now that you mention it, I did recall seeing a red robot chasing an ice cream truck down the street about 10 minutes ago. But why anyone wants an ice cream in this weather is beyond me.
That sounds like Bud, all right. Where was the truck headed?
I think it was heading to the local jump gate. But anyway, that's not important right now.
Thanks. Gotta go. See you later. Bye.
Meanwhile, on the back, after Ice Cream Truck, Bert was having a brilliant time. He had stuck magnetic grabbers onto the truck and was racing up motorway. But at college, Luna and Fredo signal for taxi. A large silver open car lands in front of them.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Yes! I found him, Fredo. I found Bud.
That's great! Where is he, Luna?
According to my tracker, Bud's in Blackpool?
Blackpool? Blimey, do you know how far that is?
Can you get us there?
The traffic's terrible. I'll get there fast as I can.
Great! Do you think Bud will be happy this year?
Yep, I sure do. Then when we find him, we should check his power level.
All that way for a robot? Flipping heck. Of all the taxi drivers, had to be me, didn't it?
Hey! Bud's my friend.
Don't listen to him, Luna.
It's okay.
Buckle up, guys. We're entering the jump gate.
The jump gate is a device that can transport anyone or anything long distances in an instant. Say, from Blackton to Blackpool, which is most convenient for Luna and Fredo.
Here we go.
In a few seconds, the server tab emerged from the gate, and Luna and Fredo are now in Blackpool. Luna operate a sucker once again to help her find Buzz O'Clayson.
Yeah, good luck finding the robot.
The tracker says he's really close. Hey, I think I see him. By the ice cream fan. Quick, pull over. Stop here.
Okay. £1,000.
Fine, here you go.
Thank you.
Luna and Fredo walk over the ice cream truck and spot Bud in a conversation with someone.
So, do you like amazing red magic beans, dear red?
Yes, it is the best.
Bud, oh there you are, Bud. What if I told you about running off?
I am sorry, Luna. I couldn't help it. The music had to be danced to.
Nonetheless, this robot belong to you.
Yep, he's a friend of mine.
Your Dunspot has travelled 300 miles on the budget by van, lad. He's lucky he wasn't crushed. Bit like a car can, lad.
Thank goodness you're in one piece. Come on, Bud, let's go back to Brighton.
There is a small problem, Luna.
What is it, Fredo?
The cab driver has gone.
It's getting on to 1 p.m. and I still haven't had my lunch yet. Plus, my teacher won't be happy if I miss my Sams. Oh well, that's life.
That's the spirit, Ed. By the way, if you're in Blackpool, check out the tower before you go back it and some awesome food in its cafe.
Visiting the tower sounds like a good idea to me. Plus, we are in Blackpool already.
Luna, Bug and Zeno decide that visiting the Blackpool Tower for lunch is a good idea. They order for fish and sit. And if you're wondering how a robot can eat fish and sit, then remember it for future. Anything can happen. After the can make it back to Blutton, Zeno changes the programming so that he doesn't wander off again. Luna does get indulgible with her professor, but after she explains everything, Luna is allowed to retake her exam and passes with flying colours. Zeno went back to being Zeno, and the rest is history.